This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A Facebook comment posted by Superior's mayor over a month ago, calling President Obama a Muslim, has ignited a conversation about cultural misunderstandings and race in the Twin Ports. As Daniel Kading reports, people gathered for a forum in Superior to talk about how the preconceived notions affect interactions with one another.
Police department, please come to the door.
Oh, now it's going to happen. Look what you did.
Superior Police Chief Nick Alexander is standing in a circle with Laura Gapsky and Josiah Madison. They're taking part in a role-playing session to demonstrate how misunderstandings exist between races and cultures. The three are acting out a police call to a domestic dispute between Gapsky, a white woman, and Madison, a biracial man. Tim Davis is the group's facilitator.
We have Laura! She's yelling! She's frustrated! This is a what? Cultural biases and misunderstanding. Generally what happens? You're gonna get arrested.
In this scenario, Davis argues Madison would most likely be arrested because of his skin color, even though who's at fault may not be immediately clear. Superior's police chief says gender also plays a part in people's biases.
It's typically the male who's at fault.
Alexander became Superior's police chief a little more than a year ago. At the time, a white police officer had just been cleared of charges he used excessive force during the arrest of a black woman. He's been working to address cultural and racial divides between police and the community, but he says it's not just law enforcement that needs a gut check.
I came in plain clothes today. I'm quite sure I would have been looked at by some people differently today had I come in uniform.
Josiah Madison says people sometimes draw the wrong conclusions, even when they don't mean any harm. He says that happened to him once when an older gentleman walked by him and his white older brother joking outside a gas station.
Then he had seen him making a joke at me, and I started crying. So this man comes up, whatever he had seen is what he had seen in his perception, and he thought that he was picking on me as some random person. He was being racist towards me.
Douglas County District Attorney Dan Blank says the justice system is sensitive to racial or cultural disparities. He says they tried to treat everyone equally by looking at conduct, offenses, and fair consequences.
Unless you can put yourselves in the shoes of the minorities, you have no idea what it feels like and what is actually going on. The majority can't relate.
That's why Blank thought it was important to attend the forum.
I think it's a proactive approach, given what's happened nationally, and that's why I'd like to be at the table and a part of it, to be planning ahead and learning from others' mistakes or issues.
Superior's police chief says more education is needed. For example, Alexander says state law enforcement standards require recruits to receive 720 hours of instruction, but only 4 hours are devoted to cultural diversity.
You can't touch on a topic of that depth in 4 hours, so it's very generic, and it's more on just the generalities of treat everybody equal and fair. I mean, without touching into some of the subconscious things that are going on and how your decisions are going to be impacted.
Facilitator Tim Davis says education needs to start before any stereotypes take root, but he says everyone needs to work to better understand one another.
I think the problem becomes when being naive and being ignorant is an excuse.
Davis says it's important people challenge their perceptions now so they'll be able to see things from another point of view the next time a situation plays out in real life. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.